Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for August the 8th, 2013. Could I have a roll call, please?
Paul?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Spranger? Follecker?
Here. The board to review its procedures. The board is a five-member board appointed by the mayor to discuss special uses and variances to city ordinances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and view the site in question and usually comes back to make a decision at the meeting. Is anyone, make a motion to approve the July 11th meeting that we had?
So moved.
Second.
Been approved and second to approve the minutes of the July 11th meeting. The board to hold a public hearing on the following item, case number 13-040 at 1742 Susan Court. It's an R2 district. It's a request for a variance to allow a six-foot-high fence in a required front yard setback submitted by Phillips Harms. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site's located at the northwest corner of Susan Court and Greenbrier. It is illustrated with the yellow line surrounding it on the graphic being displayed. This is the area surrounding Paul Norton Elementary with Crow Creek Road running on the top and Greenbrier. The applicant is requesting to place a six-foot-high fence starting at the northeast rear corner of the house, running out to Greenbrier Drive and then surrounding the rear yard. If approved, the nearest portion of the fence from Susan Court would be about 69 feet away, and the fence would be 23 feet away from the nearest paved portion of Greenbrier. There are only 8 houses on Susan Court, so the traffic count on this roadway and the involved intersection is really very low. The board has visited fence requests in this area previously. Back in 1991, you had 2 fence requests at 1747 and 1750 Prairie Vista Drive, and their relationship to the current request is shown on the graphic being displayed before you. Those cases, a variance was granted to allow a fence within 2 feet of the front property line adjacent to Greenbrier Drive. Back then, the board noted that the property lines deviated on the 2 involved lots farther away from the roadway than is normal with most front yard setbacks in this area. As you can see, the display before you here, those 2 previous cases, the front yard line was 9 feet back from the public sidewalk, and the current request is 1 foot back from that sidewalk. And that's why the board felt that there was a comfort level to allow it, as it would be placed back basically at a 10-foot setback, which was allowed back then for 4-foot-high fences. More recently, the board has approved numerous fence, 6-foot-high fence requests at corner lots north of 53rd and along Devil's Glen Road. Devil's Glen Road is identified as a minor arterial roadway, and Greenbrier is a local road. Our transportation plan that has just been adopted identifies 5 levels of roadways, and those levels from intensity, starting with the most intense that I mentioned first, is interstate system, principal arterials, minor arterials, collector streets, and local roadways. On the cases north of 53rd in this area here, the board noted that there was a very busy arterial roadway involved, that Hopewell, a collector street, was involved that intersected in the area, the new school of Hopewell School being put up, as well as the new recreational trail over in that area. While this involved roadway is the lowest classification roadway, the local roadway, Staff does note that the involved school in the area, the only entrance into that school is to have all of the traffic come into this area on Greenbrier Drive, and it is busier than many of the local roadways in this area for that reason. I believe that summarizes the request before you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Yes, sir.
You want to go back to the podium, please? State your name and address, please.
Good evening. My name is Philip Harms. I'm the resident at 1742 Susan Court, along with my wife, Jackie. Thank you guys for taking the time to hear our variance request this afternoon. The main reason we're requesting a 6-foot height fence would be the fact that we have a greyhound rescue dog. And greyhound dogs are different than most dogs in the fact that they're runners, and most being old racing dogs. You cannot really put them on a leash because they're so quick. If they take off running, it can choke them and kill them, as well as the fact that electric fences are not a viable solution for a greyhound dog either, as they would run right through it and then escape into the community, essentially, and cause other problems. And with us being in the relative location to Paul Norton School, as mentioned earlier, we want to, you know, just be safe. You know, a 4.5-foot high fence, which the code does allow without special variance requests, could become a problematic if the dog did get excited, and it is possible that the dog could clear that fence, and with the school being there, children walking by, we want to eliminate any risk or liability associated with that.
Okay.
We feel that it is very similar to other requests that have been granted. Locations are very similar, especially the locations on Devil's Glen north of Field Sykes. Reviewing that, I think the roads are very similar to each other, even though they do fall under different classifications.
Okay.
So I appreciate you guys taking the time tonight. Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I know of a situation in our city that the neighbor put a fence very close to the property line, and the neighbor could not mow it or clean it because he had an existing fence. And you have a fence to your west.
Correct.
Is there going to be access for both area or
our fence,
residents
so
to get in there to maintain that area?
We have spoken with the neighbors, and we are actually we'll be combining the fences, so there won't be two fences
It'll only
me.
Be that one existing fence,
yes,
on the
correct.
Backside.
And we have already granted permission from the neighbors on that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other question for the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there a decision by the board?
I guess I'll make a note regarding the classifications of streets. Now, Devil's Glen, in that area that you're talking about, is currently a two-lane. However, it is anticipated that it is to be a four-lane roadway, just like it is on the south side of 53rd. So it's all graded out. It will eventually go to four lanes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's just a note I wanted to make as to why right now that area might seem similar to this area in terms of the roadway and such, but that area is anticipated to expand the pavement to four lanes of traffic.
And that's consistent with many of your rulings in the past. You've treated the same along Devil's Glen in this area here with the four-lane 18th Street in this area here, 53rd, Tanglefoot. You've allowed the 6-foot high fences along there, and all of them either were four lanes at that time or were expandable to four lanes.
This will be right on the property line on Greenbrier? Or will it be a foot setback?
Property lines generally throughout the city of Bettendorf are approximately 1 foot back from the public sidewalks, so if you're asking in relationship to the sidewalk, it would not be directly on the sidewalk. It'd probably be set back at least a foot.
Okay.
Can you refresh my memory? The code requires a 10-foot setback along the side yard, or the it's a front yard, so it's a 10-foot setback.
On a corner lot. A corner lot is considered to have two street frontages. So the portion of this fence that is regarded in this variance is only that portion. A 6-foot high fence could go in this area here. Sorry.
So they'd have
Previously, 4-foot high fences had to be set back 10 feet. We changed that with an ordinance amendment recently, and now 4-foot high fences can go all the way out to the property line. So in that regards, this could be four, and up to here, four, six, 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 and still meet the ordinance. And excuse my handwriting.
Anyone else? Is there a motion on this item?
Yes, I'm having just a little bit of difficulty because the situation is imposed by the property owner and not necessarily a hardship regarding the property. So I guess I just want to discuss that a little bit.
Right, you think it should be set back a little farther, the fence, even though they have the landscaping back there in that corner? We had a situation similar to this on Tanglefoot, didn't we, John, a year or so ago? We met all up there to look at that. And it didn't cause any problem as far as sight distance or anything, but it was held back.
I'm trying to think. I think he held that back 10 feet.
I think so.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was the pool.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they wanted to build a pool.
They did put the pool up, and that was the reason for the request of the extension of the fence.
Even though Mid-America didn't approve the wiring, or they moved the wiring?
They got all the approvals for the placement.
Okay, all right, okay. But they did hold it back 10 feet. Yeah.
How far from the property line is the house? How far back is that?
25 feet.
25, okay.
And then from the paved portion back to there is 69 feet.
But that's not a real issue for us on the...
From the paved portion to there is 23. I only point that out because we always talk about the 35-foot vision mm-hmm. triangle, and this will be well out of that.
Yeah. Has no vision problem. It's just
John, could you show us again where they could put a 6-foot fence without a variance?
Right there.
Okay.
Or the 4-foot fence where you have it shown.
Right.
The yellow.
Yes. Or a combination thereof.
Well, they could go from 6 to 4, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But that wouldn't solve their dog problem, so to speak.
Are the adjacent fences 6 feet?
You mean on the other side, the south, to the west, the house?
Yes,
to the west?
It seems like it is.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Those houses down on Prairie Vista, those fences that were permitted are 4-foot fences, though, aren't they?
Yes, that was before we did the ordinance change, and now 4-foot fences are allowed all the way out to the property line. Yeah.
Well, deep thought.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunately, and fortunately, depending on how you look at it, this would be the first fence of a six-foot fence that would be, if we permitted it, that would be along the road, which would sort of like set the precedent and break the door, you know, the domino effect situation.
Do we have other locations? Do we have other locations like this that are local street classifications? We have many that I saw looking around that were 10 feet back. We had some
most of them that I can recall, and that doesn't mean that's the definitive answer, but that I can recall are, as you pointed out, along these four-lane roadways.
John, it looked to me like the applicant had something he'd like to add.
Yep. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Right ahead.
And I'm not sure of the classification of Crow Creek Road here up at the, you know, the top three quarters of the screen. Yep. But if you along down that way is a 6-foot fence. It is a two-lane road. There's a 6-foot fence right on the property line in. Which is a backyard because the house is not actually on Crow Creek, but I would think that it would fall under the same ordinance as a front yard because it does abut to a street.
You mean
which
the back?
Could
the
you
back?
Could you point
so
that
be,
out?
It's going to go this way.
It would be. It's not on the screen, so it would be.
It's way down here.
Just past this street here, there is a fence that butts to Crow Creek Road. It's a six. It's a 6-foot black.
Is it black? Black. I think that's in Davenport.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Davenport.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, and I'm not sure of that one either. If that's probably a collector.
Yes, it's a collect. Well, we got the map here.
Traffic.
Crow Creek is a collector in that area.
Oh, boy.
And a divided two-lane.
I think I for one, am going to be unable to support this. So if you're looking to me for a motion, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Is there any consensus of lessening the 10 feet to 5 feet or something back from the property line? In a cooperative, but it would disturb his garden back there. That's the only thing. Or should it go the full 10 feet?
Make it 10 feet back from the street as opposed to 25, which is what the requirement would be right now, 25.
What's the 10-foot setback? Is that per
10 feet?
That used to be the setback for 4 foot.
4 foot.
And then it used to be anything in front of that was 3.
Okay.
And the board discussed that with staff and said 3-foot fences are basically tripping hazards along sidewalks, so we raised it to the 4 foot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're thinking a normal 6-foot fence or something like that, 10 feet back?
Well, I'll do whatever you folks wish, just to make it in harmony so we don't have another situation come forward. You know, we allowed this one, we got to allow another one. That's the problem.
Whether they have something to fence in or not.
Yeah. The only problem, the landscaping back there is going to be in the way, and it's going to cause some problems with that. But
that's really not anything we can be concerned about.
Right.
Okay. Well, I know that, but I'm just talking, you know. Oh, well, maybe we should go back with the 10-foot setback, and that would bring it from the property line back, John?
That would be, yeah, it would leave about 15 foot from the...
Approximately in this area here.
Yeah, because it's 25-foot setback, and that's from the middle of the street.
25-foot setback is right here. That's your 25 feet.
Oh, the house is 25 foot
yes,
back
sir.
From the property line. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So to not need a variance, they could have a 6-foot fence straight out from the...
Okay.
Right.
There's where the 6-foot could go.
There's what, John?
That's where the 6-foot fence could go, where that red line I just drew.
Okay.
And that's about 25 foot back. So yes, if you were to consider something in between, then, because you're going to set that as the precedent for up and down these kinds of streets then.
Yeah.
I mean, because I appreciate the fact that they have the dog, but I mean, and because I got one too, but other people will have other reasons to put up their fence.
Well, someone has to make a motion here to do something.
Well, I will make a motion that we deny case number 13040 to allow the 6 foot high fence in the front yard.
I'll second it.
There's been a motion and a second to deny case number 13-040 at 1742 Susan Court. Could I have a roll call, Lisa?
I'm voting to deny with
it. So you vote yes. And no, yeah.
Just want to be clear. Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Is there anything else to be brought?
Nothing further to bring.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Motion to adjourn. Thank you.